You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. God bless you. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Thank you so much for listening. You can find Kingdom Sounds each weekday at 6 p.m. right here on WWBC 100.7 FM radio dial. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan, and I just am excited to be here, and we thank God for the platform that we can come on the air, the radio, and announce the kingdom sound of the Lord to the people of God, that we can be a beacon of light and hope and encouragement for those that God would divinely have to turn on the dial and just hear something from the word of the Lord to encourage them to continue with God, encourage them to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and just build up the people of God, just strengthen the body of Christ, that God is still God, that God has not moved, that God is eternal, that God is faithful to his word. We can trust him. We can know and believe in the faithfulness of God. We don't have to be moved no matter what we see, no matter what we're going through, no matter what the world is saying, no matter what the world is echoing. I declare that the body of Christ, the believers, we shall put our faith in God. We shall put our hope and our trust in God. Amen. So let's just pray really quick. Father, thank you so much for the faithfulness that you are, the faithfulness of Jesus, the faithfulness of your word. Father, help us to stand strong in faith in your word. Father, let your faith arise in our hearts. You've given to every one of us a seed as a mustard seed of faith. Father, so let our faith increase as we increase in your word, as we increase in the knowledge of your word. I pray today, Father, that everyone listening would be strengthened and encouraged in you and in your mighty power. We just thank you today for the word of God. Amen. And so today, we're going to look in the psalm. We're going to look in the psalm. Hallelujah. Let's look at the psalms. We're looking at Psalms 104, and if we have a chance, well, actually, we're going to start at Psalm 103, 104, 105. If we have a chance, I don't know if we'll accomplish all of it, but let's give it our best shot. Amen. Sometimes we just need the Psalms. We need the encouragement of the word. We need to be reminded. So today, if nothing else, let us be reminded to all that we have in God. Let us be reminded of sometimes life, you know, we don't forget who God is. We honestly don't. But sometimes it seems like he can be minimized because of what we're, the challenges of life. Something about the challenges gets maximized and our God gets minimized. But I pray today that we will reverse that thing. That's what the enemy wants. He wants us to minimize God and maximize our problems. But we've got to stay focused on God. The focus, the emphasis, the magnification has to be on the Lord. He has to be magnified. Psalms 104, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great." Yes, he is. "Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. See him in your mind's eye. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. O Lord, bless, O my soul, bless the Lord. My Lord, you are great. You art clothed with honor. You're clothed with majesty. Verse 2, you cover yourself with light as a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of his chamber in the waters. You make the clouds his chariot. You walks on the wings of the wind." This is a bad God. I want to say to you today, we serve a bad God and we need to know it. Anything that we're going through in life, anything that we're facing in life, it has to be filtered by the Father's hand. So whatever we're coming up against in life, whatever we're called to endure in these moments of testing, in these moments of trial, in these moments of tribulation, we have to know that our God is great. Psalms 104 is letting us know today, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Talk to your soul, talk to your will, talk to your emotions, talk to your mind, talk to how you think and talk to your thoughts. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." You don't have time to be down, soul. "Bless the Lord. O Lord, my God, you're very great." Not a little great, very great. He's clothed in honor. He's clothed in majesty. Look at what God covers himself in. Covered in light as a garment. Stretched out the heavens like a curtain. This is a mighty God. Lays the beams of his chambers in the waters and makes the clouds his chariot. Who walks on the wings of wind. Who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. This God we serve, he laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. He established it by the word of his mouth that it should not be moved forever. Look at his power. Can you see it in your mind's eye? Can you see his power? Can you see his splendor? Can you see his authority? Can you see his reach and capacity? Can you see the magnitude of his greatness? That is who you have working on your behalf. That is who you have access through prayer. The greatness of our God. The greatness of our God. I encourage and implore you to focus on the greatness of our God. Not an issue, not a problem, not a trial, not a tribulation, not a struggle, not a complaint, but focus. Refocus on the greatness of your God. Tune in your focus on the greatness of your God, just like you do when you tune your radio dial to make sure you're here at WWBC 100.7 at 6 o'clock Monday through Friday. Tune in your focus to focus on the greatness, the largeness, the vastness, the magnificence of your God. Verse 5, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever, but it was established forever. His word has been established. God, you covered it with the deep as with a garment, the waters that stood above the mountains. He getting into Genesis 1 when God created the heavens and the earth and all that God did and all that God spoke and it came into existence. At your rebuke, the waters fled. At your voice, the thunder, they hastened away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys into the place where you have founded them. They must obey the command of the Lord. This is clear. Nature must obey the command of the Lord. Everything must bow to the command of the Lord, to the voice of the Lord, to the word of the Lord. So whatever it is, it must obey the voice of the Lord. And that's why it's so important that you and I declare and speak the word of the Lord, the command of the Lord. Everything is subject to the Lord our God. Everything is subject. Every knee bows at the name of Jesus. So it's important for us to make sure we're putting the name of Jesus into the atmosphere. We're putting the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere. That we're using the word of God concerning our situation. That we're declaring the word of the Lord over our problems, over our situations, that we're speaking to the mountains, the hills, the valleys in our life, that we believe by actions demonstrated the word of the Lord. My faith, my belief, my trust in God, it's demonstrated by what comes out of my mouth. It's demonstrated by what I do in life. It's demonstrated by action. Your action will show and demonstrate what you really believe, what you believe to be true. Verse number 8. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, into the place which you have founded them. They hearken to your voice, Lord. They hearken to the boundaries that you've set. They can't go any further than what you say, and nothing else either. You have set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. They've got to abide by the word of God. Look at the world. Look at creation. Look at Genesis 1. Look at what God has established and put in place. Order. Boundaries. It must obey the word, the will of God. So everything coming against you in your life must obey the command, the word, the will of God. He sends forth springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the fowls of heaven have their habitation. God is taking care of nature. Surely he's going to take care of his children. Surely he's going to take care of me and you. Surely he's going to take care of his people. He waters the hills from the chambers of the earth and satisfies the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow so that the cow can eat. He causes the herb to grow so it can provide food for mankind, that he may bring forth food out of the earth for us to have food to eat, and wine that makes the heart glad, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread that strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted. The birds make their nest in the trees. The stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats. God has made provision for everything on the earth. We don't have to worry. He told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things he will add to us. He told us in Matthew 6. But seek ye first the things of God, the righteousness of God. Matthew 6 and verse 33. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added to you. He tells us, let me read a little bit of that. Let's flip really quick to Matthew 6. He tells us, behold, let's start Matthew 6 verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what your body needs, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, the body more than for raiment? He says, don't worry about everyday life. Don't worry whether you're gonna have enough food. Don't worry whether you're gonna have enough drink. In the climate that we're living in, there's so much worry. There's so much fear. There's worry about food. There's worry about this shortage. There's worry about gas for your car. There's worry about the pandemic. But I tell you, we can learn today from Matthew 6, verse 25 through 34. Don't worry about everyday life. God is in control. We started out in Psalms 104, where God, we reminded ourselves to magnify the Lord, magnify who he is. All power, all strength is in his hand. Everything in the earth must submit and come into submission to the name of Jesus, to the word of the Lord, to the command and the will of God. Why are we worried? Why are we flustered? Why are we bothered? Why are we echoing the voice of the world? Let us declare, the word of our God in our situation, in our circumstances. Behold, God says, I'll give you an example. This is why you don't have to worry about everyday life. I'll give you an example. I'm God and I'm great. Here's an example. Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, neither do they work. They don't gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And we were getting into this in Psalm 104. It was getting into the details of how God provides for every type of animal and mankind. How he makes provision, how it's already in a part of creation, that it's there for us, that it's established, that God provides for his people, his children, even allows the unjust to be provided for. He provides for every living creature in nature, down to the smallest detail. He asks us, so are you not, I'm in Matthew 6, verse 26, are you not much more valuable than the fowls of the air? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? Why do you worry about raiment? Consider now another example, the lilies of the field, growing in nature, how they grow. They do not work. They do not toil. They do not spin. And yet I say unto you, even King Solomon in all of his glory and splendor was not arrayed as one of these, not dressed as glorious as one of these lilies of the field. Wherefore God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, they're going to wither and die. How much more will God clothe you, O ye of little faith? Faith is the key. God, we need an increase of faith. And how do we get an increase of faith? By staying in the word of the Lord. Our faith increased by hearing the word of God. So we've got to stay in it. That's why we invite you to VIP, Victory International Praise Ministry. The word of the Lord is going forth. We hear the word. Plant seeds of faith in our heart. We're reminded of who God is and what God said, what he's promised. We read the word. Plant seeds of faith in our heart. We're reminded of who God is, what he said, what he's promised. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We cannot, especially in the day and age that we're living in, we cannot look to the eyes of the natural. We cannot look to what we see through the natural eyes, but we must be men and women, people of faith. We must trust God and stand in faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue God, for your, I lost my place. Hold on. For after these things do the Gentiles seek, those that don't know God, that's, they seek it after these things. They're worried about these things. They're consumed. Unbelievers are consumed with things in the natural. But you that know God, you can rest that your heavenly Father knows what you have need of, knows you need all things, whatever you stand in need of. He already knows it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are you seeking? What are you focused on? What are you magnifying? What are you prioritizing? But seek ye first. Do that first. Do everything else after. Seek you first the kingdom of God. Seek you first the priority of Jesus Christ. Seek you first the kingdom of God, the priority of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Everything else, God say, I'll add to you what you need. I'll give you what you need. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Take therefore, verse 34, take no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto today is the evil thereof. The whole reason I flipped over here was to remind us, one, have faith in God, believers. Have faith in God. Let your faith be steadfast today. Let your faith be immovable. Let your faith be strong in the Lord and what God says, And as you're standing in faith, remember, faith is coming by hearing, that we hear the word of God, that we plant the word of God in our hearts and our minds. Remind ourselves today of the faithfulness of God, of the greatness of God. How great is our God? It's not just a song, but it is truth. Let the word of God be our truth. What is your truth today? What is your focus today? What are you magnifying? What are you prioritizing? What are you making large in your life? Are you making the word of God preeminent in your life? The word of God has to take the highest seat in our life. The highest seat must be given to the word of God, that we not be moved, that we not be distracted, that we not be dismayed, that we not be discouraged. In the days and the climate that we're living in, we must make the word of God, we must make seeking the kingdom of God the highest order of priority in our lives. Remember, God that we serve is able to do whatever he has promised. He's not selling us wolf tickets. He's not giving us empty promise, but he's able to back it up. We saw his greatness in Psalm 104. He is I am that I am. He is the God of Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is that God. He is the God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He is the God that we can look in our own lives and see the memorials we've created to God, where he came through, where he made a way, where he provided for us. He is great, and he's greatly to be praised. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is the banner over us, our identifier. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer God. Oh my gosh. What is going on today that we're losing sight of who he is? He is splendor and grandeur and glorious and magnificent. There's so much we can just pull on him. We can pull on who he is. We can pull on the names of God. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything revolves around him. I just want to share today, don't lose sight of who God is. Don't lose sight of God's promises to you. Don't lose sight of having faith in the word of God. Our faith has to be in something. Make sure it's in God. Make sure it's in the word. There will be a time, the scripture tells us in Psalm 1, that we're to be like trees planted by the river, so that when the storm of life comes, or when the wind picks up in our lives, we'll bend. We may bend and sway, but we're going to be planted. We're going to be planted. We're going to be rooted. We're going to be not wither. I'm going to read that really quick in Psalms 1, verse 3. And he and we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. So we want to be as a tree that is planted, as a tree that is steadfast, as a tree that is immovable. We want to be anchored in the Lord. We want to be the blessed man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But our delight, we're talking about the word of the Lord. Our delight is in the law of the Lord. Our delight, we meditate in the word of God day and night. We're delighting and meditating in his word. We're becoming full of the word. We're increasing because of the word. And so I pray today that you've been blessed by Psalm 104. You've been blessed by Psalm 1. You've been blessed by Matthew 6, 25 through 34, that the word of the Lord has encouraged our hearts to remember the greatness of our God. Remember the faithfulness of our God. Remember the word of the Lord. Remember that our trust has to be in Jesus, that we're making Jesus Christ the priority of our lives. We're making seeking the kingdom of God the priority of our lives and everything else. We're having doing that gives us right perspective and everything else that is needful for life. We can rest assured that God will add it to our lives, so we can trust in him and trust in his word. So I want to say God bless you. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. This is Victory International Praise Ministry, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. We'll read through the Gospels, and you won't have any trouble finding conflict. The religious leaders of Jesus' day constantly challenged him. In John chapter 8, it records one of the more heated exchanges between Jesus and the Jewish leaders. They wanted to stone him because he said, quote, "Before Abraham was, I am." John, why did that particular phrase anger the Jews so much?
Because he was making himself equal with God. The name of God is I Am. You go back to Exodus 3, Deuteronomy 32, Isaiah 41, Isaiah 43, and God declares himself to be the I Am. That's the verb to be in the eternally present sense. That is the name of God. And by the way, Jesus loved to refer to himself with that name. He said, "I am. Before Abraham was, I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. I am the light of the world." He was declaring himself to be the God of the Old Testament, Yahweh, Adonai. That is what infuriated them, because to the Jews, that was the ultimate blasphemy. It'd be one thing to curse God. It would be one thing to deny God. That would be blasphemy. It would be one thing to say things about God which demeaned him and lacked reverence. But to say, "I am God," is the ultimate blasphemy in their minds. It wasn't, however, because he was.
All right, thanks, John. And thanks to you for listening today to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth